Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We welcome in a guy that, if you've watched NFL football, and I'm telling you, through the years, I probably saw him on TV more than anybody. If you went week in, day out from the studio, his shows were on all afternoon, all the time. Just told me he was there 22 years. And as the former steer, Merrill Hodges, joins us now. Welcome, Merrill. Good to see you, as always. I didn't realize you were there 22 years. It's unbelievable. That's
so
a lot. And
you
were on a lot.
You, right?
I've been on 34 years.
Oh, my gosh.
So, I mean, I did the NFL Today back in 1981. So how about that? Think about that. And here's the amazing thing, which I tell people. We would go into a production meeting on Mondays, and everyone had a tent. We would have stuff that would happen on Monday and Tuesday, and we would hold the information until Sunday.
Right.
Nowadays, you couldn't hold the information for 3 seconds.
Those days, you could hold
a story for a week.
Yeah.
It was that much different. And there was only one other show. NBC had a show. We had a show. And that was it. It was the only thing. And then came everything else. First time I ever went to ESPN was for Bill Fitz. And the only thing ESPN had was taped college football games. That was the only thing they had. They didn't even have a live football game. They had nothing.
I helped launch ESPN, too, with college football. And just thinking where college football is today.
I remember when they got their first live games. It was like the biggest thing in the world. It goes back that long. So it's unbelievable. Before we get to your stuff, because you got some interesting stuff here we got to get to. Because I know, because my kids, they play this Madden stuff all the time.
Yeah,
now.
They're going to love this.
Yeah, so this is something this is something new off that. Give me a thought or two on the game. I know it's, you get tired of doing it, but give me a thought or two on the game.
Well, actually, I don't. I mean, I just love every aspect. That's what makes the NFL to me so fascinating, is the absolute chess match challenges that go on. And the one thing, actually, you'll appreciate this, because I'm sure you covered him a long time. I don't know what your relationship like is, but I learned so much from Bill Parcells, and he and I worked together at ESPN. And for the couple years that we worked together, we had always kind of come back to the cornerstone of keys to be consistent winners in the NFL is controlling the tempo. Now, how do you control the tempo?
Always.
There's two ways. You run the football, you stop running, or you stop the ball,
absolutely,
stop the run. So people have heard that to nauseam, okay?
Yep.
But it is such a key component in the NFL environment if you're going to control the environment and have a chance to win.
Especially against an explosive team. I mean, Belichick went in last week without any question with the same idea that they had against the Bills, the great Bills team, against the Ram team, and that was, I got to limit their possessions. If I don't limit their possessions, they're going to beat me. They scored 31 points in 20 minutes.
Exactly.
That's unbelievable. The Bills in the Super Bowl scored 19 points in 19 minutes when the Giants beat them. They kept the ball the whole game.
Right.
Keep it away. That's the best defense. Keep the ball away.
So when you look at, everybody's like, Bill Belichick always takes something away from it. And there's obviously a litany of truth to that. But I don't know that it's what he takes away, because most of the time people think that in terms of offense. I think it's what he feels like he has to control in this one. And so if I said, what was the area that would concern me the most if I'm Bill Parcells, if I'm the Patriots, that could disrupt and ruin this game, it is the two guys that
inside,
sit in the middle.
Inside.
It is Donald and Sue.
They couldn't control Tuck, and they lost. They couldn't control Strain and Tuck, they lost.
And keep in mind, back in then, on that run there, they ignored the running game. It wasn't even a part of their thought process. You could go back and say, listen, if they would have went into that game, I understand why you didn't. For 18 games, you played one way, and you've been dominant. If they would have pulled a switcheroo and went out there and run the ball 30 times, they may have beat the Giants by 14.
And they knew going in, they said, listen, we got to control that pass rush. And Tuck was the one they were really worried about, and Tuck was disruptive.
And what they ended up doing is they took Tuck and moved him to the inside, and they didn't. That's what I'm saying. Like, Tuck wasn't in there to defend the run.
No.
If you'd have run the ball at Tuck, you'd have been
straight
a whole
pass.
Different story.
Straight pass.
They were playing the pass.
Absolutely.
So I look at this game, and I just think, when go back to Bill Parcells and I's conversation, if you look at Super Bowl history, it's not going to be on the Sports Center highlights. It's not going to be the thing that gets the MVP. But when you study tape of Super Bowls when it's over, it is the trench play.
No question.
That wins the Super Bowl. I don't think in the 30-some years I've played and studied this league, I don't think I've ever looked at that particular aspect of a game and went, the team that won didn't win that environment.
And it's funny, this week, for whatever reason, and I've been talking about him because I go back with Bill to when he went to New England, and I remember going up there. The first time he went there, I was with him, and he loved Dante Scarnecchia. He wanted to take him to the Jets, and Dante wouldn't go because his daughter was in high school at the time. He could have been a head coach a million times over. Dante didn't want to move. He's finally getting a lot of attention in this game for whatever reason. That's been going on for years. You know how good the guy is. Yeah, the guy is just unbelievable.
And they listen, ultimately, they don't get a lot of attention. Like I told you, when this is over, they ain't going to give the MVP to the guard or center or tackle. It ain't going to happen.
But that's where they win.
But that is where it matters. And no more than likely, Aaron Donald's the guy or Sue. They could be an MVP, which I don't know if that's ever happened, but from a defensive tackle perspective, it may have happened.
I think
Dent was a defensive end, right? But
I think Randy White got one once. I think Randy White shared one.
So he would have been a tackle. So, okay. So it's happened.
I think he shared one.
Donald is awesome enough. Yeah. That could happen. But I think they're thinking, how do we control that environment? So the first part of the game I'm going to watch, how do they go about it?
You want to run it, Sue?
Well, here's what I think you do, and I'm thinking of all
these
things.
They're going to double Donald, we know that. But are they going to run it, Sue?
Well, here's what I think. I think you do that later in the game. The first part of the game, you take their strength and you use it against them. They like to penetrate. Let them get upfield. Let them be aggressive. You know, wham them. Move your pocket. Right. Play on the perimeter. Make them chase side to side. And then the fourth quarter, it's just like a Muhammad Ali fight. You rope-a-dope them for 2.5 quarters, and then you hit them.
Then pound them.
Then you hit them.
Well, can I see a play in the playoffs where Sony Michel doesn't get 8 the first time he carries the ball outside? I mean, every time he carries the ball, it's 2nd and 2. I mean, he carries the ball outside. He gets 8 yards.
And what are you doing? You're controlling the environment. You're dictating to win. What you do, what you want to do. The defense now is not dictating to
you. Plus, he's 89 out of 90 passes have been inside the tackle box in the playoffs.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable. He's not getting touched, and he's getting rid of the ball as quick and dumping it to the back.
Right.
And then Sony Michel hits you to the outside.
Yeah, you don't have to just run the ball. Listen, you can do a lot of bubble screens and make these guys play lateral.
And they didn't throw the ball down the field until they had to when they threw it down to Gronk a couple of times. Otherwise, they didn't throw the ball down the field.
You're right.
They haven't thrown the ball down the field at all, and they controlled the whole game. But the Rams know that. Can they blow it up?
Yeah. Well, see, that's where I think – that's what I love about the game. They got to play. You can schematically –
now, if you're the Rams, you got to use your speed against the pass. The one thing they don't have is a lot of speed.
Right.
Can you get those guys on those deep crosses? Can you get them down the field off play action on the deep crosses?
Well, I don't think – here's what I believe is consistent. What did the Patriots really do against the Chiefs? That the Chiefs, I don't remember seeing, and I didn't see each and every game on tape, so I can't say I saw all of them. And I wish I could say I did, because then I could speak more intelligently to this. I just don't remember seeing a team play as much man-to-man and smother every aspect of their offense than the Patriots did. They played man-to-man across the board. And here's what then they had great pressures. I just don't think you can pressure a guy like a Mahomes or a Goff and let your wide receivers run free. You have to smother them as well in the process. So I just believe that the Patriots schematically will have that very similar approach. They're going to smother people at the line of scrimmage. They put a bunch of neat, cool pressures that got to Mahomes and made him move. He throws better on the run
than
Goff does. And Goff's not quite the athlete that Mahomes is, but a very good athlete.
And Mahomes missed some stuff in the first half. He missed the wheel for a touchdown wide open. Yeah. He missed Hill down the field for a touchdown. He hit Hill once long across the field. That was it. The only play he made in the whole game. Yeah. But the second half, Pats were out of gas.
Which is true. So, you know, but I just think that they smother them. They don't come in there and go pressure quarterback and let receivers run free. So to neutralize that speed, you smother him, you double the one guy that can sting you deep, and then you get to that quarterback and you make him move or make him make a quick decision.
And one thing and we're talking about Merrill Hodge, you know one thing. You're not lining up, if you're the Rams, like you did against the Cowboys and just knocking them off the ball. You can't do that to the Pats. First of all, they're too big.
Yep.
Secondly, they all tackle. Yep. So you're not doing that to them. If you want to beat them down the field with a pass play, go ahead. You're going to beat them on a long play. You can outrun them. You are not going to line up and knock them off the ball. That's not happening. They're too big and they tackle too well.
You know, the one thing that they do, very seldom do they make mental errors too, where they're out of position.
No, you know everybody tackles. You know, that's the old adage was, if you're not, you know, in the old days in the Parcells Belichick way, if you were a corner, if you couldn't tackle, you didn't play.
Right.
I mean, that was it. You know, you had everyone tackles.
That's what I love about it, man. You know, those staples, they never get old. No, they will always be consistent, no matter how long we play this game. The staples of this game, tackling.
What do you think of McVay?
Listen,
You think he's getting too much publicity, or do you think he's actually this good?
Well, when you inherit a team that was with the same personnel, they had a record that they had, and then you are in the Super Bowl, shoot, I don't.
But he's getting this, like, you know, this idea that he's really, you know, he's ready to match wits. I don't know if he maybe he is. I thought his game, when he got down 13-0, I thought his game was really good in New Orleans. Yep. I thought it was really good. Well, I thought the momentum changer was right on schedule. And then he the shot before the half that got him back in the game at 13-10. I mean, they did some good things.
Yeah. Well, listen, I think that what he has done and how he's molded his philosophy to fit the strength of his team is what I love about what he does, and that makes good coaching. That's why Bill Belichick is as good as he's been. He's kept molding and morphing to what he has, what his personnel, what they fit. Not what I do, what you fit. And make sure that I put you in the best environment.
And they show you a lot of different looks and tempos out of the same personnel. I mean, they're in the same personnel all the time.
Yeah. You know,
they don't change personnel that much, but they change up who they are a lot, and they do it with the same people, which is interesting.
Right, and you know, they'll run at you, so they don't let you adjust, and then they try to hit you deep, to your point.
You know, and a lot of Mike Shanahan there, you can see. You know, there's a lot of Mike Shanahan in this kid. You know, and Mike Shanahan, I know the Parcells Belichick group thought that he was the toughest guy to call a game against defensively. They always told me that. Parcells always told me that. I asked him that. I said, what guy's the hardest guy to match with defensively? He goes, hands down, Mike Shanahan. He is the toughest guy to figure out during a game. He said that. Belichick said that through the years. They always raved about Mike Shanahan being a great offensive game caller and keeping defenses off balance.
Listen, I mean, some of my actual learning of how you attack defensive tackles and how you by play design versus just blocking them comes from Mike Shanahan. It's very interesting that this whole conversation was
circled back to him. Yeah, and they said he was very good. Like, they'd say, like, he'd hit you with a third and one, and then he'd run it on a third and 10.
Yeah.
And pass it on a third and one. So, like, he kept you off balance.
Right.
Which is interesting
stuff.
All right, tell me about this thing you got going on here.
Oh, Mike, your kids are going to love this.
Yeah, because I know they play their buddies, and I didn't even realize, Merrill, that there was Madden Money, and they play each other, and I didn't even realize this stuff went on, to be honest with you.
And that's actually, you know, a game. Yeah. This is actually live pro football.
So tell me how it works.
Your call football, fans call our plays. And what I try to say with all the leagues popping up, what makes us unique and different, first of all, the technology to give fans the ability to do that. You watch their plays, you call ours. So every down and distance, once the ball is spotted, as a coordinator, I have to have a bundle of plays in the screen. There's three play options.
Right.
Fans vote on them.
Right.
The majority of the votes go to whatever play is. I send that into the quarterback. It takes about 15 seconds to execute from fans voting that get 10 seconds, 5 to get it to the quarterback. And
so
we're
they
off
put
and
up
running.
Three plays, and then the one that gets the most votes, that's
is the
your
one
play.
I can send in. And you can win money. You can win money playing a quarter, a half, or an entire game. We learned that from last year. You had to play the entire game to win money. Well, this year we've changed it. So let's say you came at halftime. You're like, oh, I'm too late last year. Not this year. You can play third quarter and fourth quarter, and you can win money.
So when you call that screen against that blitz, you'd go ka-ching, 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 right?
As long as it's successful. And we have, you know, we gave $70,000 away last year, Mike. The purses will be very much the same, and $1 million for a perfectly called game.
How about that?
Yeah.
Wow.
So some good gas money if you need a little
bucks.
Bit. Yes, if you call the perfect game. And then at yourcallfootball.com, all of that information is really there to help you walk through the game. You can load the app, which is free. And
how many years have you been doing this thing?
This is our second year.
Second year.
Yeah, Sherman helped me launch it last year. Yeah,
that's interesting.
He was the other head coach.
That's interesting. So that's an interesting concept. It really is. So yourcall.com.
Yourcallfootball.com.
Yourcallfootball.com. Are you doing
kids
any
there
TV
have...
anymore or no?
No.
You did it. You were on there every day because when I'd have the shows on in the afternoon, you were on there. You did that at 4 o'clock daily show forever. You were on there all. You logged a lot of miles going to ESPN.
And I loved every minute of it. And I love this new journey. I do a lot of motivational speaking, helping launch a league like this. I launched a new book. You know, I've just been able to do some things, Mike, I wouldn't have been able to do with the grind that I had at ESPN. I loved every aspect of it. I'll never regret it. I appreciate every minute I had working there.
Well, listen, yourcallfootball.com.
Yeah. Call some plays for us, man. It's a good way to make some money.
Thank you. Good to see you,
Mike. Take care, buddy.
Well, Hodge, back after this.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.